TFW, KO4HKX.
Patrick, KO4MUO.
Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Yeah, absolutely, and I hope the same for you, bud.
Crazy people on the roads, but nothing major.
Injured, ain't it?
Be that way.
KFW Mulder.
10 KO4MUF.
Good morning, Jody. Welcome back, Patrick.
How's your week been going?
Been good, you know. It's been doing very well. Surprising, it's doing good. We got our big pipe done, and we had to go do a little plastic pipe repair yesterday. I say plastic, 24-inch HDPE pipe, or, reinstalling some of that.
Highway or something?
It was in a little ballpark, a little county ballpark. They had some, the pipe collapsed. We had to replace about 40 feet of it.
I didn't figure it was on a major road with it being plastic.
Ways or any cross lines and roads, they're all concrete. They, they use them for, like ballparks and places where there's not going to be no real weight.
To the gate, guys. I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody be careful out there in the rain and have an awesome day. Catch you guys tomorrow. KN4TSW.
And hope you have a great day also. KO4HK.
And enjoy your day and maybe you have a blessed one. KN4MUF.
Plans for the weekend?
We got to make our Florida trip week after next, 2 weeks from this weekend. And so I just going to get some stuff ready and prepped and that kind of stuff.
There for a week or just the weekend?
Weekend, we're going to leave early, late Thursday night, come back Sunday or Monday. And it's my 4-day weekend anyway, so we're going down there to do some visitation before things get bad.
Well, I hope you have a good, safe trip and enjoy it.
It's just something we feel we need to do.
I blame you for that. With the way things are going now, you never know what's going to happen.
That's exactly right. And when I usually go down there, I always come back with a bunch of steel and stuff like that, from my brother and brother-in-law. Just stuff that I don't need.
Nothing wrong with that. Just moving from one place to the other, right?
Absolutely. You got better at your place?
More than there is down here, but it's not been real heavy rain. It's just been a slow, steady rain, so the kind of rain we needed.
Same place when I left this morning. Same thing. No heavy rain, just a good saturating drizzle.
Trees down and tree limbs this morning. So I guess the wind picked up a little bit last night, but it wasn't blowing this morning.
It was supposed to be gusty yesterday, but we were over in Piedmont and being down in that little park, man, there was no wind.
Rainy, substantial wind yesterday and blowing the truck around, so where I was at, but I was over in Cherrydale where it's pretty protected by the buildings too, so hard to tell.
They're talking about it was supposed to slack off today, and I was like, well, never really was bad yesterday, so.
Hey, when I looked at the weather forecast, they were saying it's supposed to be sunny now for the weekend. So, starting today, I guess it's supposed to move out of here this morning sometime.
Same thing I heard. It's supposed to be, a high of 80 up here in Pickens, but, I think up in your area, in the mid-70s.
All right, I had looked this 5 minutes to see if they changed it.
About right with that. Good for the weekend.
Saturday, you got to come down to Greer for a business meeting. That'll take pretty much blow Saturday out of the water. Won't get nothing done. So Friday, if it's not raining, going to try to do a little bit of antenna work around the house and that's about it. That's about my plans other than Sunday going to church.
No business meeting, but yeah, I'm probably doing stuff like you were just talking about. You know, just kind of just tinkering around the place.
Trying to clean my shack up some and make it more presentable. And the antennas, and want to take my 2-meter beam and flip it horizontal to do 2-meter single sideband. I use my vertical for everything else.
Talked to anybody on 2-meter sideband, so I actually disconnected my 2-meter sideband side.
I'm going to give it a try. I'm up a little bit. I got a little more elevation on you. And I know over toward Mill Springs and Rutherford County, there's some guys that do 2-meter single sideband. So we'll see how that goes.
I hope you really do, because I love sideband, you know, and that's a good deal.
I've understood there used to be a big, pretty good group around there, Hendersonville, Rutherford County area, that did 2-meter single sideband. Used to have a net. I don't know if it's every night or every once a week or what it was, but that was just 2-meter single sideband. So I think that would be pretty fun.
Yes, sir. I thought it would be, too. I figured being up here, you would get a lot more. But like I said, I looked up frequencies and I listened and everything and then just never heard nothing.
Colin, he does 2-meter single sideband. He's over in Mill Springs. He does a lot of moon bounce and earth moon, that kind of thing. So he enjoys that, and he's big into the contest, the 2-meter VHF, UHF contest that was just on last weekend. He really enjoys that, so he's got a nice setup for it.
You know, it would be fun to get into. It really would. I would enjoy that.
He competes in it every year that I've known him anyway, and absolutely loves it, and usually does pretty good at it. Get into that, but part of it, but I do want to try the 2-meter single sideband stuff, and Andrew, he does it some too.
Well, that would be fun, man. That would be enjoyable. I'm like I said, I've always been a sideband person.
I'd be gay. MC90. Morning, Jody.
Morning, sir.
Huh? I was going to say, I'm back, Patrick. Warming the truck up.
I was backing into the spot, so I was trying to watch what was going on.
Did all day long.
Perfect timing, because I'm backing into my little spot to get ready to get in here and go to work. So I'm going to say good morning and 7-3 to y'all, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Hope you have an awesome day, KO4HGX.
Have a good day, back safely. Close access are in backing. Be careful. And C90.
Sending you today.
Henderson. And back over to Donaldson. And back over to Donaldson again. And then that's it off. Be done.
One pallet loads.
I do know I'm carrying an empty down there, so nothing on the trailer now. I'm going to run over and hook up to you real quick.
I need to get everything opened up, ready to go here, too, so I'm going to jump out of here for now so I can get everything ready for business. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, if I don't talk to you again, have a good day.
Hey, take care of 73. Good jumping in there and catching you. Deal will probably be in there a little bit. NC9B.